Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shimon Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Shvuot Daf Yod Amud Bet. And again, as we've done in the past three podcasts, we need to go back to look at the Mishnayot. So either go back to Daf Bet or open your Mishnayot to Perak Aleph and now Mishnah Hey, which is an alternate version of Rabbi Shimon's Shita about the three kinds of Kaparot. Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishmo, quoting Rabbi Shimon, Si'irei Rashei Chodashim Mechaprin Ala Tahor She'achal Atatameh. Now, according to this version of Rabbi Shimon, we have what I refer to as a scaffolding series here, in which Rosh Chodesh covers one thing, Regalim covers what Rosh Chodesh covers plus, and Yom Kippur covers all three. And in this version, the same question was asked. Amrulo maushi kavu zebazeh. Could you bring one korban on another day? Amar lahem, hey, yes, you could. Amrulo imken, yushal Yom Kippurim kravim Rosh Chodeshim. I understand how, let's say that you lost the Seir Yom Kippurim, and then you brought another one in its place, and then you found the old one. You could bring it on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Why? Because it covers what Rosh Chodesh covers. Aval heyachshu Rosh Chodeshim kravim Yom Kippurim. But if you lost the one of Rosh Chodesh and then found it, how could you bring it on Yom Kippur, which you say you could do? Chaper kaparashin ashalah, because according to you, the Rosh Chodesh korban cannot be mechaper what Yom Kippur covers. Amar lahen, same answer. Kulan ba'in lechaper al tumat mikdash v'kodashav. Okay, now back to the Gemara. So ma'ishna de Rosh Chodeshim de lo mechaper yad regalim. So now we have to understand why in this version of Rabbi Shimon, it's unidirectional, meaning Rosh Chodesh only does one thing, but Regalim cover two. De Amar Kra Avon. Avon Achad Hu Noseh Ve'Eino Noseh Shnei Avonot. So we have the same drasha that we had before. Rosh Chodesh only does one thing, but Regalim Nami. Lo Nichpura De Rosh Chodeshim De Amar Kra Ota. In other words, we have the same exclusivity of Rosh Chodesh, which is Ota. It, only it, can be Mechaper on Tar Shachal Tatameh. Hu Noseh Avon Ve'Eino Acher Noseh Avon. The answer is Ota lo mashpale. According to this, Rabbi Shimon just doesn't accept Ota. Maishna de regalim de lo mechapri ad Yom Kippurim. So now, regalim cover shel Yom Kippur? Da amar kra achat pashana, because the Yom Kippur thing is once a year. So Iachi, flip it again. Yom Kippur should also not cover what Regalim cover, because Achaktiv, meaning Yom Kippur only does one thing. Again, the same piece. The answer is Achat lo mashvalei. So that means, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon in each of the drashot held only one direction of exclusivity. Now, Amai, what's his reason for saying Achat doesn't apply? So why is it that he says achat doesn't work here? Dechiktiv achat b'sirana sabifnim ktiv. So according to this, Rabbi Shimon does not accept the piece with which we ended the previous podcast, which is mivad chatat kippurim compares the inner to the outer. He says the achat, limitation of achat, is only about the sa'irana sabifnim. And that means that the sa'irana sabachutz can do lots of stuff. So yachid regalim nami nichpru ad yom kippurim, but if that's the case, then achat should also not block out that what regalim do, meaning regalim should also be able to be mechaper on yein va'idei v'tchila v'yesh va'idei v'sof, which Yom Kippur does, because it's no longer limited to being done once a year. So the answer is the olam achat mashpalei. Rabbi Shimon really does accept achat. V'shani achat damar kra v'chiper arona karnotav achat b'shana. One of the achats, which is in Parshat Tetzaveh, says Aaron will mechaper on the horns of the mizbeach inside once a year. Karnotav de mizbeach apnimihu de chapara achat mechaper ve'eno mechaper shtei chaparot. It's only the inner kapara that can only do one thing, and it can't do two things. So the sa'ir and asavifnim can't do two things. Hadachitzon, but the outer one, afilu shtei chaparot, can accomplish a lot. Okay, that's the end, and that solves that. And now we have what I call a backdoor sugya, which is going to take us partway through this discussion. We'll do it in two parts. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tmidin shelo tzuchul tzibur. If you have a korban tamid that tzibur doesn't need, you bought all your korbanot tmidin, and you had 10 left, and it was only 2 days to go, so you used those 4 up. There's another 6 left. You can't use them because you need to buy from the New Year's funds. Niftim tmimim. You can redeem them even though they don't have a mum, which is very strange. Yativ Rabba v'kamar la hashmata. Rabba sat and said this in the name of Ula, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Amrali Rav Chista. Rav Chista turned to him and said, Man tzayit lachol Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. He kind of made fun of him and said, who would listen to you and to your Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan? It's not really his Rabbi, of course, but he says it that way. Where did the kedusha of these tmidin disappear to that you could be po to them? So Rabba turns to Rav Chista and says, you don't agree with me that we don't take that consideration into account? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah that says, it's in Shkalim, Motar haktoret, mahayu osimba. What would they do with leftover ktoret at the end of the year? The powder. Mafreshinim anas schar omnin. Here's what they would do. They would say, we owe the artisans of the ktoret $1,000, let's say. So they'd separate $1,000 worth of ktoret, machalin otal motal manin. And then we would say, we'll take this ktoret and we'll machal it on the coins we were going to give to them. Then what happens? And then we give them the powder as a sakhar. And then we buy it back from them with the new money, so they get money, they get paid, and we get the ktoret back. But that means you're allowed to redeem ktoret, and we don't, and how come nobody asks where the kedusha of the ktoret go that you can redeem it? So Rav Chista answers, Amar le ktoret kamar, you're bringing a proof from ktoret? Shani ktoret. The kedushat damim hu. He says ktoret is not kedushat aguf. It's not inherently valuable, sanctified, until you put it into the kli, into the censer. In the meantime, it's kedushat damim, meaning it has value for it, the kedusha for its value. So elamiata lo tipasabot tful yom. Rabbi says if it only has kedushat damim, then why if a tful yom, meaning somebody was tamei and went to the mikveh today, but they hadn't yet come in the evening, why if he touches the ktoret, is it? It shouldn't become pasul, and it is. It does become pasul. And Berak Abayit, if you touch something that has kedusha damim, has a tful yom, it's not metameit. Alama Tanya, why does the brayta say nab machteshet? If you put the ktoret into the grinder, nifselet b'tful yom, which means it's not yet in the clay sharet, it's just in the grinder. The tful yom touches it, it's pasul, which means ktoret has kedusha aguf. And Rabbi preempts Rav Chista by saying, and if you're going to tell me that kedusha damim do have psul, b'tful yom, v'hatnan, with the Mishnah Me'ila, it says, menachot mo'alim ben mishuk tushu. You have a mincha, the minute it's put into the kli, then Me'ila applies. Kad shuba kli, once they're in the kli, huchshur li pasul b'tful yom. Then a tful yom can mess them up. And if they stay overnight. Kad shuba kli in lo, kad shuba kli lo. But until you put them in the kli not, which means that until you put them in the kli, it has kedushat damim, and a tful yom doesn't mess it up. So if a tful yom can mess up ktoret, that means ktoret has kedushat aguf from the minute it's there. And nonetheless, you can redeem it. So we don't concern ourselves with kedushat shalen, hechan alcha. Elamai, kedushat agufi. It must be the ktoret has kedushat aguf. So now Rav Chista turns back, elamai atati pasel belina. If ktoret has kedushat aguf, then it should be that the minute you make it, you can't leave it overnight, then it's pasul belina, which is leaving overnight. Alamatran, why does the Mishnah say, Hakometz v'halavona v'aktoret, all these powders, the kometz of the mincha, and the frankincense, and the ktoret, u'minchat kohanim, minchat kohen mashuach, minchat kohanim, of course, is all burned out, minchat nesachim, the mincha that accompanies the nesachim, mu'alim ba'en mishuk tushu. Only once you're mekadesh them b'kli, are you guys the me'ila? Kodshu b'kli, huchshu really pasul b'tful yom, m'chusa kippurim uvalina. Only once they're in the kli, then, lina's a problem. So that means that according to you, lina should be a problem for ktoret, and it's not a problem for ktoret. Kachubakli inlo, kachubakli lo. We see from here that it's only a problem for ktoret once you put it into the censer. And according to you, it should be a problem from the get-go, because lina should apply to kedushat aguf. So Amarle, Rabba said, lina kamar, you bring a proof from lina? Shani ktoret, ho vitzurata b'chol hashana kula. What that means, Rabba says, is the problem with lina is stuff goes bad. So once you sanctify it, then the clock starts ticking, and you got to use it up before the end of the day. But ktoret doesn't go bad, it's powder. So therefore you could leave it over, there's no problem of lina. So that doesn't prove anything. But mikol makom kasha, we still have the problem. Where did the kedusha of these tmidim, Rabbi Yochanan says you could be poda, where'd it go? So Amar Rabba, Rabba gave an answer. Lev beitin matneh lehen. When the beitin buys the tmidim at the beginning of the year, or whenever they buy it, they make a condition. If we need to bring this on the Mizbeach, fine. If you love, you lidme, and if not, then it's for its value. So Amalei Abaye, v'ham marhu damar heikti zocha l'dam of kodesh kedushat aguf. Abaye turns to his Rebbe, to Rabba, and says, Rebbe, you taught us that if you're makdish a ram for its value, it has Kedushat HaGuf. You can't be makdish something for its value if it's something that can go on the Mizbeach. So yeah, Rabbi answers, Lo kasha, hadamar l'dmei ola, hadamar l'dmei nesachim. If you were makdish a ram and said this is l'dmei ola, the minute you said the word ola, it's too late. It already became Kedushat HaGuf. But if you say d'mei nesachim for the value of the wine or something like that, then you didn't mention the word ola or anything else that goes on the Mizbeach as an animal, then it's still Kedushat Domim. So Eitavei Abaye, Abaye has another challenge for Rabbah. Parvasei Shlomim Kippurim Sha'avdu V'Frit Shachayim Tachteim. Let's say you had one of the Parvasayir that go inside of Yom Kippurim. Chayim Sir Avodah Zar Sha'avdu V'Frit Shachayim Tachteim. Or Sir Avodah Zar that's brought by the community. These are all things that go inside. You lost them and you brought others in their place. Kulanya Mutu, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to die like any Chatat Meta. They can't be used again. And they have to die. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say, you do like you do with an asham. You let them graze until they get a mum. V'machuri pudmei nedava. And you sell them, and the money goes to the nedava. She'ein chatat zibur meta, because a public chatat doesn't go the mita. Only private chatat, only privately owned. V'amai, why does Rabbi Yehuda say yamutu? Lema le beitin amat ne'alehen. And matter of fact, why do you even need the mum? Why do you need any of these positions? Why don't you just say that Beit Din, when they buy him, they say, they make a t'nai, which is, if it's around, fine, and if we lose it, and we later find it, then it's Kedushat Damim. The answer is, Avudin Kamar, you bring a raya from things that are lost? Shani Avudin, de lo shchicha, that's very uncommon. Beit Din's not gonna make a t'nai based on the fact that this might get lost, but they will make a t'nai based on the fact that we may have a surplus. But that's not exactly true, because our para duma is lo shchicha, it's very uncommon. V'tanya, para niftet al kol psul shaba. A para can be redeemed for the smallest psul that happens. Meita tipadeh, if it drops dead, you could redeem it. Nishchata tipadeh, if it got shechted, you could redeem it. Matzach renamayim tipadeh, if found a nicer para duma, highly unlikely, then you could redeem it. Shchata gabem rachata, if you shechted it in its place, the place that we know is tahor, remember the whole piece with the check underneath to make sure there's no tumat tahom. Then you can't redeem it. So you see that even though para is uncommon, you still have Beit Din being matan and allow you to redeem it, and call it Kedushat Damim. The answer is Shani Para, the Kedushat Shebetakabayiti. Para is Kedushat Shebetakabayiti. It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It doesn't even come to Yerushalayim. So Yachim Meito Onishchata Tipadeh. If that's the case, then why, if it dies, can you redeem it if it's Betakabayit? Habayin Hamad of Aracha. There's a din that when you have Betakabayit stuff and you want to redeem it, you have to stand it up in front of the Kohanim and have the Kohanim appraise it. If it's dead, they can't do that. So Haman Reb Shimon here, it must be based on Reb Shimon. Damar Kodshem Izbeach, Hayu Bechlal Hamadava Haracha. Only Kodshem Izbeach need to be appraised properly by the Kohanim. Kodshem Berakabayit, Lo Yu Bechlal Hamadava Haracha. Berakabayit, that doesn't apply to. But E Reb Shimon, Eima Seifa, look at the end of the thing. Shchata Gabem Rachata, Eina Pti Alamit. We said at the end of the piece about the Parah, that if you shechted it in its proper place, you can never redeem it. He says that a para actually has tumat ochlin, even though you're not going to eat it, since it had a moment that you could have. This is the part we care about. You could redeem a para even right there where you shechted it. Which means Rabbi Shimon can't be our braita, because our braita said you can't redeem it there. So we have to go away from Rabbi Shimon, and you have to say, Elashani para hu ilvada mehayekarin. Since a para is very expensive, then when they bought it, even though it's very uncommon, Beit Din makes a t'nai that if something goes wrong, we find a better one, we can redeem it. Okay, Amar Mar, meita tipadet. So you said that if it dies, you can redeem it, which means Beit Din makes a t'nai. Chipotim takorashim lachilam leklavim. If it died, all you could do with it is feed it to dogs. Are we going to allow ourselves to redeem kodshim in order to feed them to the dogs? Not nice. Rosh Hashayah, Mishum Ora, because of the pelt. The pelt's of value. The Kaim Beitin, Umatnu Adaita, the Ora, Beitin is going to make a whole Tanai, and they buy things all Tanai, just because of the pelt? The answer is, yeah, Rav Kahana, Amrin Shalai. People say, Migam Launa, if all you could save from a camel is its ear, save the ear. In other words, you have a camel that's drowning, and all you could, whatever you could save, you could save. So if this para now, it can't be used, but the pelt is of value, so you're going to use that also. Okay, we'll stop in the middle here, and pick it up in the next podcast, and go through the rest of that Mishnah, and that will take us to the next sugya, which will take us to the end of the Perek. The podcast after this one will be the last one in the Perek, which will be on the last Mishnah about the Sayer Mishtalech, but we still have to finish up with this piece. Everybody should have a wonderful day.